I'm Susan Fogle-Masika.
What I like is to take the highest road that never ends, to hold the moments right here in my hands. Yeah, that's what I like, to feel alive.
This week, Switzerland lost one of its most popular singers, Steve Lee, the frontman of the band Gotthard. The rock star died in a motorcycle accident near Las Vegas on October 5th. He and his friends had pulled off the highway to put on wet weather gear when a truck swerved and its trailer hit five of the parked bikes. A Harley-Davidson flew into Lee, and he died at the scene of the crash. Lee, who had a Swiss mother and a British father, was 47 years old. The story has attracted a lot of feedback from Swissinfo readers. For example, Mick in Britain said,
"The world has lost one of its all-time great rock singers. Still stunned and sad that Steve's wonderful voice has been taken from us all way too soon. I met Steve and the band last year before their Manchester, UK gig, and a nicer guy you could not meet. Hundreds of thousands of fans all over the world today are sad for the loss of this great talent."
And Christy in the United States said,
"I had the pleasure of meeting Steve at dinner at a friend's house in Switzerland 3 years ago. He was a wonderful, down-to-earth, caring person, as well as a great musician, and his loss will be greatly mourned."
And Jim in the U.S. added,
"I've been a fan of Gotthard since the beginning. Steve had one of the greatest voices I've heard. He'll be missed."
Earlier, Swissinfo music expert Christian Strickler spoke with me about Steve Lee and his music. Christian, thank you for joining us to talk about Steve Lee.
You're welcome.
Tell me, what was your reaction when you heard that Steve Lee had been killed in an accident in America?
This was a really bad surprise. I was really sad because I had the occasion to know him a few years ago. And I know that he was a very great singer, and it's really a sad thing, this death of Steve Lee.
And a few years ago, back when Swiss Info was Swiss Radio International, you had the chance to meet him, like you said, and what was he like?
I remember he was not that kind of rock star we imagine, maybe rough or something like that. He was rather humble and very fine man. His profession, his first profession was goldsmith. And I think this you could feel even when he was a rock star later, you see. He was very friendly and humble.
And we've had a lot of feedback on our website from people responding to the news, but I have the feeling there are also a lot of people who aren't so familiar with the band Gotthard. Could you maybe explain the musical style?
Gotthard played hard rock. The style is hard rock, but it's not really hard. It's kind of melodic and I would say even a little pop music style rock, so that many people liked that. It's not really hard music. It's an emotional music, I would say.
And where would you say that Gotthard fit into the Swiss music scene, and particularly the rock music scene?
I would say, you know, Switzerland has not really great rock bands. But Gotthard was one of the two or three great bands we have in Switzerland. The most important band was Krokus. And Gotthard was managed by a member of Krokus, Chris von Rohr. And he wrote some songs for them, and these songs are very well known in Switzerland, and they have even a certain reputation on the hard rock community in Europe, I would say. especially with the album Lipstick, which came out in the year 2005. They had an international success, and they sold 2 million albums in different countries.
So worldwide, 2 million albums?
Yes.
And I heard that 1 million were in Switzerland, but then the other million are somewhere in other countries.
I don't know exactly. These 2 millions are all the albums together, you know, which shows a little bit. It's not the Rolling Stones or Led Zeppelin or something like that, or AC/DC. But it's just a certain importance. And what is interesting, that the Swiss hard rockers have very good voices. And Steve Vai was a singer with a fantastic rock voice.
And what does Steve's death mean for the rest of the band?
I would say this is the end of the band, because without Steve, it will be very difficult to go ahead. And what I think, they will maybe try to find another singer, but I would say probably they will stop.
They'll never be quite the same without that distinctive voice.
No.
And have you got a favorite song that you could recommend that we play later in the program?
One Life, One Soul. I would say this is a good song. Or another one is Heaven by Gotthard. And there you can hear his voice. And yeah, it sets a final point, I would say, this title.
Final Destination.
Yes, yes.
Show me the way to your heart. I am searching, but I'm drifting apart. Everything's gone far away. You were standing now with no words left to say. Gave you power, fell on the floor. Silence, never thought you hurt so bad. Darkest hours, slept at your door, wishing all would be just like before. And